We are learning Maseches Yevamos Daf Kuf Dalet Amud Beis, and we're starting from the Mishnah on the bottom of Kuf Dalet Amud Aleph. Zok the Mishnah. Chalitza, we know the process of Chalitza is that the man says he doesn't want to do Yibum, and the Isha pulls his shoe off, and after pulling the shoe off, he spits in front of her. And there's a kriya in the parasha also. You have to read different psukim. You have to say me'en yevami. You have to say v'nukra chalutzanal. Different things you have to say also. You have to kriya. You have to read different psukim b'shas when you do it. Like, for example, she says kocha yasal isha shala yivnes beis achiv. Different lashonis, which we'll learn in the Mishnayos later on, what you have to say exactly. So there's really three parts of the chalitza. There's the chalitza, there's the spitting. Chalitza means taking off a shoe, then there's a rekika, and there's a kriya. So which part of it's ma'akev and not? We'll learn in our Mishnah. Zok the Mishnah. Chalitza v'rakka. Someone, she did a chalitza, she pulled the shoe off, and she spit. Avaloi kara. She didn't read the psukim. The halacha is chalitza k'sheira. The chalitza is kosher. Why? Because the only part's ma'akev is only the asiya. The pasuk says, kocha ya'ase le'ish, and kocha is lashon of ikuv. It's only on the asiya. Only things you do. Kriya is not called a ma'isa. And therefore, that's definite that the kriya is not ma'akev. Kara avaraka, let's say she read the parasha and she spit, avaloi chalitza, but she didn't do the chalitza. Then the chalitza is a psula, because it says kocha yasa, there's a ikuv. What about chalitza avakara? She did chalitza and she read the parasha, avaloi raka, she didn't spit, it's machloikes. Rav Eliezer, oimer, chalitza is a psula, the chalitza is pasul. Rav Akiva, ma chalitza is a kshera. Aye, what happened to kocha? Amalei Rav Eliezer, kocha yasa, kodov shu mais ma'akiv. It isn't spitting a mais, so why is it not ma'akiv? On the Rav Akiva, Misham Raya, Koch Yasla Ish, Kodovashu Maisa Be'ish. It has to be Maisa in the person himself, like Chalitza. Mashaikin Rekika is not in the Ish, it's on the floor, and therefore there's no Ikav over there. So that's the first half of the Mishnah that talks about different things than Ma'akiv. Zok the Mishnah Vaita, Hacheresh Shenechalatz, which really means a Cheresh that was the man. So Allah is, his Chalitza is Psula. And also a chereshes that she does the chalitza, she's the yevama. Also, it's possible. That means a cheresh and chereshes cannot do chalitza. The only eitz is do yibam. It's either one. They don't. We'll see in the Gemara why not. But they cannot do chalitza. If she wants to come mutal shuk, she has to yibam. V'chaletzes lekatan. Also chalitza psula. Also if do takatan, it's also possible. You have to wait till he gets older if you want to have chalitza. Ktana shechaletza, shechaletza also tachlis v'tagdol. A ktana that did the chalitza, you also have to wait till she gets older. V'im loy chalitza, if she didn't do chalitza when she got older, chalitza also psula, it's possible. Now why don't you just put it together with cheresh, chereshes, katan, and ktana? So Tosfos and Daf Kuf Hema Beis on top asked this question, and he says because on ktana there's a machlokes in the Gemara, therefore we put it separate. Zok the Mishnah Vaita, that was something we just learned on Amud Aleph. Chalitza v'shnayim, if the chalitza only with two people, not three, because you need three. Oy, b'shloish of nimtza echem and karav apostle, which means the echem and karav apostle is not going on two, going on three. Either he did it with two or three that one of them became apostle, which means you only have two. The halach is according to Tanakhama, absolutely, you need a bezdin. Rav Shim Rav Yechon Saad, machshirim, the machshir with two. Umaysa be'echot, chalz, be'inoy le'minah, v'esa surim, there's one time a story where some of the chalitza between him and his wife, whatever, him and his Yivama, Yovan Yivama did chalitza, we had no one there. Ubam, maysa be'rekiv, hechshir, and he's machshirit. He said, it's kosher. He says, kosher. I don't know, they believed them, I guess. I don't know what the demonis was exactly. But like upon him, they were machshir them. I guess it's b'yodai, so there's demonis. And they were machshir them, even though there was no one there to witness the chalitza. You don't need a bezdin. That's the halacha. Yeah. Dr. Gemara Vaita. Yeah, same word. Dr. Gemara Vaita. Omar Rava. So our Gemara now in discuss, what we learn now, is the first part of the Mishnah. It talks about what's ma'akev, what's not ma'akev. Omar Rava. Hashtag the Amris, Kriya le'ma'akva. Now that we just learned the Mishnah, that Kriya is not ma'akev, lefikach, therefore, ilaim v'ilemes, a ilaim and ilaim as a male who can't talk, or ilemes, or the she can't talk. Either way, shechol tzu chalitzos b'sher, the chalitz is good. They can't do the kriya? No, they don't have to talk. It's not ma'akev. Therefore, it's kosher. The chalitza is kosher. Freit Mar Kasha Tanan says in our Mishnah, cheresh shenechlat v'cheresh shechalza, that if a cheresh is the man is a cheresh, or the woman is a chereshes, the loch is the chalitza is no good. V'chalitza min ha'katon, chalitza is absolutely also a katon is no good. My time, what's the reason? Let's go back on cheresh. Lav mishum lav ne kriya ninu. They can't read. Or maybe a katon because they can't read. They can't read. So you see, reading is ma'akev. Someone says, "Lo, it's not the reason." So, lav nei deinenu, because they're not a ben das. Freit the Gemara, yochi ilim v'lemes nami. Also, we assume maybe they're not a ben das. Also, Amar Rava, no, Ilan Vilemes, if you can't talk, B'nei De'aninu. They are called a Ben Das. So Pomeo with the Kavlo, which they can't talk, but really they're a Ben Das. And the Rishonim are Matmiya, that everyone knows that Ilan Vilemes is a Ben Das. You have to ask a Kasha, a Teretz, a Pella, Pella de Gemara. And because of that, Ramban has Dimshan the whole Sugya. We're not going to go into that now. Akaponim, Rava so far is saying that Ilan Vilemes, Kasha Vichalitza. Why is it in the Cheresh? Teretz Cheresh is now Ben Das. They are Ben Das. That's what Gemara says. Break the Gemara, but it's not true. But Amr Be'er Rabbi Rabbiyana said, Pshah Ramish, you know what a Cheresh, a Cheresh can do Chalitza? If you she'ina, Ba'omar, Va'omra, then they can't say, do these memories. They can't say, it says, Va'omar le'chavas le'kachta, and she has to say, V'koch yas le'ish, because of that, because they can't talk, they're not good. That's why Cheresh, Cheresh is not good, according to Rabbiyana. So Elim was not good. Elik yitma the rava, you have to change rava. Tak I save yitma. Cheresh nechlatz vecheresh shecholso vecheresh minakotan chlizab shula. That a cheresh who was the yavam or cheresh was the yavama. The loch is chalitza psula. Why? Because the Rabbi Yana says he can't talk. I'm a rava. Hashda amres kariyah me'akva. Tikach ilim v'lemes shecholso chlizab shula. Therefore, ilim v'lemes that does chalitza, it's tak apostle because they can't. They're not bekriya. I bekriya is not me'akiv. So what's the problem? Kriya is not me'akiv. Kriya, so why in the world would it be possible because he can't do Kriya? So tomorrow, Kurab Zera. Masizim Kurab Zera. Don't Rab Zera call Royal Abila, ain't Bila Makavis, boy. It has to be Royal. Even something that's not Ma'akiv, it has to be Royal. For example, they were talking about that you can't make a mincha too big that can't be mixed. I, Belila, mixing a mincha is not Ma'akiv, but it has to be Royal Abila. Same thing over here. There has to be royal kriya. If that royal kriya, even if it's not ma'akev, it's not kosher. Call royal bila and bila my kavas boy. Because ain't royal bila and bila my kavas boy. If it's not royal, then bila is my kavas boy. Here also, you're right. You don't need a kriya. Kriya is not ma'akev. But it has to be royal kriya. It has to be royal kriya, and therefore, our mishnah is possible because elim and lemas will also be possible, just like a cheres chereshes. Are you going to ask me, how did Rabbi Yanai know? Rabbi Yanai said, pshana mishnah cheres chereshes is because they can't. Tor, can't say Omra Omra. Maybe Pshat is Lavnei Das Ninu. It's a very good taina. The Gemara said Pshat is because Lavnei Das. May that's the Pshat.
No, man, Zog, this.
What?
It says in Akkotin.
Akkotin also, yeah.
Same
right. Zog Taisvis, the Pshat is like this. Taisvis says that Beznik be Oimer al Gabam, Umerim lem Las Chalitza, Kitikna. Beznik be Oimer al Gabam. So it can't be as Lavnei Das because there they can teach them to do it. And therefore it has to be that the problem is only else the Kriya and not else. The lav and das, not because lav and das. So that's how you knew that was the pshat. Akaponim comes after Rav and Meridik in the Welt that the problem is that's the kriya. Kriya is not ma'akev. It's called royal abila bila, called royal abila and bila ma'akev boy. Called she'in royal abila bila ma'akev boy. So to Maravai the shokol levu shokol levu the shmuel yevama shirakka tachlitz. The halacha is like this: a yevama that spat in bezdin without doing a chalitza. The brothers become pasul now. Everyone becomes pasul to do yibum anymore. It's enough to pasul. Mechlal if shlo ma'achim. She becomes pasul now. Even though we said the chalitza is ma'akiv and rekika is not enough, but rekika alone lefnei bezdin Rashi says is enough to make a problem. Rekika alone is enough to make a problem. Now Rashi says dafka lefnei bezdin is the sugya. It's mashma. If you didn't do it from bezdin, rekika wouldn't be anything. So what's the kasha? The kasha is the Mukyes asked. Mukyes asked on the Kuf Beis. So we in the Gemara before that children were playing and they maybe did a chalitza, it would passel. It's not from a bezdin. Here it's mashma. The whole tzadah passel, if you have one of the two, it's only from a bezdin. There it's mashma, out bezdin. They're afraid of Mukyes. So Mukyes says you're right. Really, without bezdin, it's no shaila. But there, it's the rabbanon digadin who looks like a chalitza. He said, but spitting, you can't make a din. The rabbanon digadin looking chalitza because. It's impossible if two people live together for 5 years not to spit in front of them. Those days they spat a lot. Spitting was big zach. Kavuyin Gemara Brachas. Yeah, people spat. That's the way it was. They didn't have tissues, and that's the way it was. Akaponim. That's why Dakufei Bezdin is it a chalois, and then it becomes possible. And right now the Gemara is learning that this rekika alone is possible mid the araisa, even though only it's a half a chalitza. Zoktim Armani. Who is this going according to? Which Madi Yama? Yilim Rabbi Kiva. If it's Rav Akiva of our Mishnah, hashda uma b'moka mitzvah, the ikalameimar midi dahava emurim. So now, what's Rav Akiva? We have machlekes Rav Eliezer, Rav Akiva. If rekika is ma'akev or not, so Rav Akiva holds rekika is not ma'akev. Okay, it's not ma'akev rekika. Chlitz alone is ma'akev. Only thing that's ma'akev is chlitz according to Rav Akiva, not rekika. Remember, it says kochi yasa ve'ish has to be la'ish. So, who is this going to? that we're saying over here that Rekika alone does something, has effect. Ilim Rav Akiva, hashto ma mokim mitzvah. Ma ba mokim the mitzvah. Diklame ma mida hava emurim, dechiles lo ma'akiv, ma'akvi. The halacha is, it by a carbon, emurim is not ma'akiv the carbon. The main thing is the zrika. But if you have emurim, you have to do it. You have the emurim, you have to ma'akiv. It means the carbon is not finished until you do the emurim. If you have them, you have to bring them. So even though Rekika could be something that you could still do, and still Amar Rav Akiva, loy ma'akiv, it's not ma'akiv, ma'achem ifsala. You think it'd be possible ma'achem? What do you mean like this? It's impossible of something that has no kesher to take off the chloshas zika seyavama. It's impossible. Something, according to Akiva, has no effect to take off the zika. Chalitz alone is enough. You don't need rekika at all. Even if it's here, it's not ma'achem. So it can't be rekika does something to make it possible. It's impossible. It's so little, it's impossible to make it possible. So must be Rav Eliezer holds that each one's ma'akev, so it's a half a chalitza. That makes sense more, right? Vela Rav Eliezer, freiti gemara v'shnei dvarim ma'amatirim ninu, u'shvei dvarim ma'amatirim, ein ma'alim zev la'vizeh. According to Rav Eliezer, which we'll see clear in our braisa, he holds that if there's two ma'atirim, one without the other one is nothing. So then also tshver, why is apostle? So Gemara says, Ella must be like Revi. But we're going like Rav Eliezer shita, that rekika is ma'akev. And we're also going, like Rebbe holds, that we have two matirim, one works halfway without the other one. Where do we find it? Like Rebbe, tell me to the Braisa. We know that on Shavuos, you bring the Kivsi Atzeres, and you bring Lechem with it. It's what's Mekadosh Lechem? The Kivsi Atzeres. So Kivsi Atzeres, in Mekadosh Lechem, El B'Shchita. Only with Shchita. Now what's Kiddush Lechem mean? It means it becomes two things. First, we're allowed to eat it, after you bring the carbon. Also, it becomes Psul Yaitzei. It becomes Kadosh Aguf, Legabe Psul, Lina, and Yaitzei, different halachas. So here it says, "Kivsi Atzeres im kachem alechem al b'shchita." Only with shchita. Ketzad shachton l'shman. If you shechted it l'shem the right kavana of the carbon, v'zarak dam l'shman. You just reek l'shman. Kiddush alechem. Lechem is kiddush. You can eat it, and it has all kedusha, as psul yaitze, psulina, everything. Shachas l'shman v'zarak l'shman. Like kiddush alechem. Lechem is not kaddish. Shachton l'shman. You shechted l'shman v'zarak dam l'shman. You did the shchita l'shman and zarak l'shman. Lechem is kaddish ve'ene kaddish. The lach is, it's halfway Kaddish, which means it has the psulim, but it's not Kaddish to be eaten. Divrei Rebbe. See, clearly Rebbe holds that a chatzi matir, one of the matirim, has an effect. Can make a Kaddish, the psul yaitze. Divrei Rebbe. Lezer Rav Shimon, la'olam ene Kaddish, atchi yitzchol shman, v'yizgdom shman. Lezer Rav Shimon says no. It's not the same Rav Lezer before. It's Rav Lezer Rav Shimon. He holds, la'olam ene Kaddish, yitzchol shman, v'yizgdom shman. So I can point like saying like this. We had here a member from Shmuel that said, Yivama Shurakakov Bezdin has, it's Avadi not Yaitza, because Chalitza is Ma'akev, but it's enough to pass around the Achim. So Gemara said, who's it going to? Rav Akiva holds Rekika is nothing. Rekika is not Ma'akev. It can't be that Rekika will pass on. Says Ela Ma'ayat Rav Eliezer, Rav Eliezer also, and two Ma'atirim, Eim Ma'alim Zev Eliezer. Gemara says, no, going to Mandi Yama that it's Ma'akev, but we're going to Rebbe that holds even a Chatzi Matir, half the matir has an effect. Like you find by the L'shtei Lechem. And that's what we're holding right now, that when it comes to doing Rekika, it passes, and it passes with the rice right now we're learning. It passes to all the bras of rice, even though all you did was only Rekika.